This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Paul Alexander, Ph.D., is on the Robert Scott Bell Show now. Dr. Alexander, honored to have you on board.
It's an honor, a privilege to be here. And you mentioned Heck and Lively. Good guy. And thanks very much for bringing me on.
And I saw you from a distance when you were up on the stage this weekend in Orlando. I'm so sorry I didn't get a chance to say hello, shake your hand. But hopefully there'll be another event, another opportunity.
You heard me speak?
Yes, briefly, and it was absolutely wonderful what you're delivering. I enjoy it, and of course, everybody loves the lilt of your island accent, and it makes it even more enjoyable.
Thank you.
So you somehow were involved in the early part of the Trump administration in giving certain perspectives and advice that countered the narrative, and as we mentioned, the ridiculousness of the Wikipedia page on you and what it says about you is just so dripping with bias and not factual reality that it's just stunning.
Well, so what? I have a couple of minutes to tee that up.
Yes.
Well, I mean, look, the reality about it is I was working at WHO Geneva and Pan American Health in Washington for developing some training programs for low- and middle-income countries globally. And WHO had asked me to transition to be their pandemic advisor as COVID was emerging globally because of my background, skills, and whatever. So I was actually advising WHO and Pan American Health, PAHO, in Washington about what we were seeing in China and Italy, etc. Then the Trump administration reached out to me and to join as an interface between Health and Human Services and the White House in terms of trying to understand what the task force was really saying to the president and what they were going out there and saying so that I could brief all of the people in Health and Human Services to bring it less from a scientific point of view to help them understand for proper communications and crafting of policy. The problem is that when I got there, immediately, I was told by the bureaucracy, well, I was told by my directors and bosses all the way up to the White House that the bureaucracy had decided that it was not going to complete my hire because they were outraged that I was tapped to come to Washington and that why would they have a scientist, somebody like myself there, and that they were going to do everything they could to thwart my hire, because I came there first as a political appointee. Then I was told I was going to be hired as an official government employee, and that they were going to screw it up as much as they could so that the word was frustrate me so I would leave. And they did a series of things, such as not completing my paperwork and then refusing to pay me. What a lot of people in America didn't understand is that for a long time I worked in Washington without being paid. And people asked me, how ridiculous and foolish are you to remain? Just leave. But that was their decision to get me to leave. But I had already sent furniture to Washington from where I came from. I'd rented a condo just opposite the Capitol building. I couldn't get my money back. Plus, I had the skill set to deal with COVID because that's why I was asked to be there in the first place. And I was advising global countries already, and I understood things. I was working with people like McCollum and all of these people already. So I said, you know, I'll go day by day and see if these people are really that evil. And yes, they were. The deep state. There is a deep state that runs Washington and in a certain extent runs America. And they know it. And they make sure that you know that the president has no power. And that you are subject to their will, not the administration's will. And they finally did it by leaking a lot of our communications. So that WikiLeaks crap that you're talking about, I knew about that after it was written. Like, I had people call me from all over the world and say, Paul, I just saw somebody put out a WikiLeaks on you. And then I'm being brutally honest with you. I am too busy. I have no time to read it. I know I asked very close friends. I said, take a look. What does it say? Is it good? Well, they wrote about this, they wrote about that, so it's not really complimentary stuff. I said, well, I'm not going to read it because if I read it, it will affect me in the sense that I would write, because I write every day and I speak, and I would use swear words from the island. And I would yes. Like, I would want to shove my hand through this computer.
Yeah.
And shove it down their throat and do them things. So yes. I don't want to read it.
I'm
a simple person.
Yes, I totally understand and respect that. And by the way, yes, you do write a lot. We have linked up in the show notes your Substack, P. Alexander, the letter P. Alexander for Paul Alexander, .substack.com. And you can see a lot of the articles he's writing about, some scientific bases for different perspectives. And he's a PhD, and he's got street cred. Paul Alexander has street cred and education cred to look at the narrative and say, this is right, this is wrong. And yet, there was no discussion. It was only, hey, get out of here.
Listen,
we're going to find a way to stop you.
Let me be blunt.
Yeah.
Because I don't. Yeah. And the thing about it is that they used every trick and everything they could, including not paying me. And in the end, I'll tell the public. In the end, you know, because I had the privilege, some of my bosses had me part of the Operation Warp Speed meetings, the vaccine development. People need to understand that Operation Warp Speed was run out of Health and Human Services building. The seventh floor of the Health and Human Services building is 200 Independence Avenue, which is opposite the Capitol building, which is where I work. The seventh floor was a complete military operation. Operation Warp Speed, the bringing of the drugs and the vaccine, was a 100% military operation. I was there. There were only soldiers and Navy there. I'm talking about military scientists and naval scientists. Very good people. But I'm just telling you something. When I went on to the seventh floor, because my office was on the sixth floor, I only dealt with soldiers. So you need to understand, COVID response. And we don't have time to get in here, but I'm giving you little tidbits. It's not a Health and Human Services response. It was a military response. CDC, NIH, FDA, all of them report to Health and Human Services, which was reported to the military.
I think about the terrain in terms of disease and infection. There's schools of thought, Dr. Alexander, and I'm a homeopath, and I was raised pharmaceutically and medically, so I had to switch gears at a young time in my life in order to be alive and healthy again. And we look at infectious disease often in an allopathic perspective, in warfare terminology. We declare war on something, we kill it, we shoot it, we poison it, we burn it. And I look at now my shift in the way I view things primarily is that I recognize there is a time to suppress certain things that have overwhelmed you, but by and large that health is beget by a healthy terrain. That what can we do to restore the terrain by removing the impediments for normal metabolic functions, by giving the body the minerals, for instance, that it needs. It seems almost too simple, but it never ends up relying on a drug intervention when we restore function and health to the immune system. And your point is probably that there is an immune system, and it's a natural immune system, and we should, in fact, allow that to happen early COVID, which you are proven now to be right, because the so-called natural immunity was the only way to get there. The artificial induction by mRNA injections is a disaster.
Exactly. And this is why this is the challenge China is facing today. They locked their society down too long and too hard. And when you lock something down too long and too hard, you deny, mainly, you destroy the economy and the social fabric of your society. That's number one. People do bad things to each other. They commit suicide. They can't take it. But mainly, what you're doing is you're preventing your population, the healthy and well in your population, which is the way it should have been done, including in America, from becoming naturally and harmlessly exposed to pathogen. The immune system must be taxed and tuned up daily, especially in children, infants, young people. So what we did was nonsensical, absurd, and devastating. We locked the healthy in society down, and we still fail to protect the vulnerable. We should have protected the vulnerable whilst we allowed everyone else in society from day one to be free, to be exposed to pathogen, this pathogen, naturally and harmlessly. We would have developed natural immunity, and that would have taken us close to herd immunity, and we'd have gotten there. That's what China is facing today. They've locked down periodically but extensively for too long, too hard. Their population has no reasonable, appreciable background herd immunity. So right now their population is 1.4 billion susceptible people. They are like how we were February 2020. They are seeing COVID really for the first time. So they are all susceptible. And our concern from a scientific point of view and an immunology, a virology point of view is that if they knee-jerk and panic, because I heard some idiots on CNN, some so-called medical scientists, doctors claiming, well, Chinese government should run quickly and buy all of the mRNA vaccine they could get from Pfizer, Moderna, and mass vaccinate. We are saying absolutely under no condition, because you have so much virus circulating, tremendous infectious pressure. If you were to vaccinate that population, you are going to drive the emergence of very infectious variants.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
That could become a big problem for the United States. You could even drive the emergence of a very virulent variant that could devastate humanity. So we need China to calm down, and we need China to do the basics. Strongly protect your vulnerable people, your elderly. Use vitamin D3. Use the early treatment that works and worked. Okay, and use nasal oil rinses that we found that is very effective. Clean out the nasal passage, the oral, but let everyone else live free. Let them, allow them to naturally, I don't mean walk up to a dish and sniff it with virus. I mean as part of normal living.
Normal interaction with the, yeah,
yes.
The microbiome that floats in the air. It's a normal part of our immune challenges and immune learning, if you will.
Yes.
Dr. Paul Alexander, at what point do you say they're not that stupid, but they actually intend to harm us? I mean, at a certain point, you know, they're either absolute idiots and morons running health and human service, or there's an intention to have people harmed because, or the economy, as we've talked about, global communism coming under the guise of public health.
Well, look, you've asked an important question, and again, I'm not. You know, you have to take the temperature of the room and who exactly is the audience. But look, I'm a very blunt person, and I'm telling you how it is. Right now, we are looking, first of all, at the timeline. A group of us in some very high-level debate daily about when this actually took place. So this February 2020, when it emerged, is not where we are. We went back to September 2019, May 2019. Now we're back to March, where we have cases of coronavirus. We are arguing, we're beginning to argue, we may go back now to 2018. In other words, when we saw this in 2020, in February, in America, was not the first time that our immune system saw this. We already had experience, and we were largely immune. We should have never, ever, ever locked the society down or closed schools. So therefore, it begs a lot of questions. The key one you just had.
Mm-hmm.
Is this ineptness?
Right.
Or is this pure, is this malevolence? Is
Correct.
This a combination of the two? Because as you just said, they can't be that stupid. Because we have been telling them, myself, Dr. Harvey Reich, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Joel Adapo, we've written, we've argued on the stump, we've interviewed, we've been everywhere, and we have laid it out. Exactly what has happened here. We wrote a paper 2.5 years ago on lockdowns that said, you're going to devastate the society, you're going to cause people to commit suicide. Listen, I was in the administration. We had reports coming from states that the media decided, I was in D.C., to not cover it because Trump would have looked good, because at that point, he was fighting with CDC and the teachers unions openly to open schools. So the decision was to cover up the actual science that was coming up. We had data coming from the states with parents finding their 8, 9, 10-year-old children dead. They committed suicide in their own homes, in their bedrooms. When we are finished with this, as time goes by, the truth will emerge. What really happened? We lost many children from suicide. They hung themselves. We lost many business owners who committed suicide. The actual data, what really happened in America in those lockdowns and in those school closures will become known. It was devastating. And that is why when people like me say, you bring those people into proper legal inquiry. It's not a kangaroo court country, but you bring them into proper inquiry from Fauci, Burks, Walensky, Azar, Francis Collins, Bula, Bansal, Daszak, Barrack, every single one of them. Mm-hmm. And I want them investigated and deposed properly. And if they did well, we praise them, we celebrate them, and we give them their pensions. But if we show that their decisions costed lives, I want to clean them out financially, and I want to imprison every single one of them. I will put them in a jail with hard labor.
Absolutely. Dr. Paul Alexander is our guest this hour. New book, Presidential Takedown, How Anthony Fauci, the CDC, NIH, and the WHO conspired to overthrow President Trump. An explosive behind-the-scenes look at Donald Trump's final months in office and how the COVID crisis response was a carefully crafted plan to ruin him. You know, and this yes. is the controversy in our audience, Dr. Alexander, because there are many people that if they weren't outright supporters of Trump, and we have many in this audience, they were at least appreciative of a number of things, many things he did, compared to previous administrations. And they said, what happened to this guy that also knew that previous vaccines were problematic and could cause problems in children like autism?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA News Update. Mexico has a duty to its own citizens to establish security within its borders. That's the feeling of U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, who told NBC's Meet the Press, we can help, but we can't do it all.
We can help them, and we have intelligence, we have other information we can share, but we need them to enforce in their own country.
The New Jersey Democrat making the comments after four Americans were kidnapped and two of them killed shortly after crossing the border from Texas. At least eight people are dead after two suspected smuggling boats crashed at Black's Beach near San Diego. One of the two boats capsized after the collision. Eight bodies have been pulled from the water, but thick fog last night hampered rescue efforts. Former Vice President Mike Pence expressing his disapproval of former President Trump's involvement in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Speaking at the annual Gridiron Club dinner, Pence said Trump was wrong for saying the vice president could overturn the results of the election. John Schaefer, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So, let me say it this way. In January of 2020, President Trump was unstoppable. In other words, President Trump was on par to win re-election with no challenge from the Republican side or the Democrat side. 380 electoral votes with about 42 states. Unstoppable. Because I saw a lot of things in the media never even reported as to what he was doing behind the scenes. A lot of regulatory steps, a lot of things that were taking place, reversals that he did, that would have made him actually, if everything continued, true to form, Trump would have gone down as the greatest president the United States has had, saved Abraham Lincoln. And he did that good. And you have to understand something. In his 4 years, this is how well he did. His first 2 years were destroyed by Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan prevented any legislative accomplishments for Trump. Trump governed by executive order and relaxing regulations and pushing the economy and stuff. First 2 years were gone. The fourth year was pandemic. So that was a write-off. You need to judge Trump on his third year, 1 year of his presidency. Trump did in 1 year, his third year, what Obama didn't do in eight. Trump did more for black Americans as an example. What Obama did nothing. Trump did more for black Americans than all the last 10 presidents combined. So the guy did good, but something happened from around March to that election. And I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to say in the book, look, there are many things I just cannot talk about from being there and executive privilege, confidence, disclosure agreements, whatever. You just can't. Some things I'd say, but I'm trying to tell you that the lockdowns and the school closures implemented by Fauci and Burks, and you see, that was his greatest devastating failure. He failed to fire Fauci and Burks. And they let those lockdowns and school closures, they hurt him. They hurt him from the inside. They were hollowing him out. Their job was almost like Harry Carey. They were to fall on their own sword. So they were to conduct a pandemic response that was a disaster. And it was a disaster. History will show that the pandemic response, well, under Biden is a disaster. But under Trump was a disaster. I support President Trump. I would vote for President Trump today if he was the nominee. I would rally behind him. I would. I support Ron DeSantis too. But I do like President Trump. What was done to him was monstrous. Who could live 24/7 for the last 8 years, 7 years, barraged by the media, hounded, impeached twice? Who could do that? Who's ever seen that? No one. Look, right now. Right now you're finding out that they found classified information in Biden's house. Did we have any FBI raids like they raided Trump? Did they go through President Biden's wife, First Lady Biden, drawers and her underwear, like they went through First Lady Melania's underwear? These sick people? No, they never did that. So there's a clear double standard and a bias against Trump. And it will always be so. They conspired to topple his presidency. And he never understood the malfeasance and the devils he had around him. The people who he appointed and were appointed for him destroyed him.
Yeah, you think that he'd be a better judge of character, and he trusted some of the wrong people. And I would say that a big part of his downfall was trusting people like Fauci, Burks, and Walensky, and not getting rid of them, cleaning house. I think he would have eventually, but boy, they curtailed that before he could get there. And then they made sure the public railed against him, even though he still had great support. I still have questions about the election itself, which were occasionally not allowed to say anything about, of course. So
we have questions.
Yeah.
I know that they monkeyed around and interfered. I know.
Well, and the January 6th event, very much perpetrated almost like a false flag, eliciting something to happen and creating it and exploding it into something it wasn't, to basically distract everything again. And there was obviously something that he was doing that had to be shut down and stopped. That they brought down the world economy, much less the U.S. economy, and shutting down and locking down and the damage and danger and death to children that never needed to happen.
Never. Look, I'll say it this way. Tamiflu was a drug in search of a disease.
Yes.
It was made, it was junk, it was going to be thrown out into the lake, and they found the disease, H1N1. In 2009. So that became now the standard of care for pandemic influenza, Tamiflu. It's junk, it doesn't work, but they gave it one. Remdesivir was a drug, a failed Ebola drug in search of a disease. Now they gave it hospitalized COVID when you're in hospital. So they gave it its disease. I'm trying to tell you, this pandemic was it was a vaccine that was in search of a pandemic.
Pandemic, exactly. The mRNA technology would not be here today. It would be still bubbling behind the surface looking for some way to make the leap it did. And it was only this disastrous and devastating, fear-mongering campaign that led it. But beyond just that, you know, the allowance and the huddling, purposeful huddling of old people who were sick and comorbid and on many medications that first were wiped out, that made headlines, that made everybody afraid despite little to no evidence that there was any genuine threat to the general public. And then the next stage, of course, was to suppress any knowledge of the doctors, holistic or otherwise, integrative or otherwise, that were successful in treating the symptoms that were manifesting under COVID or post-COVID. And then that precipitated the emergency use authorization of a shot that would never been granted EUA status because there were so many treatments that were succeeding at 100% rates.
Yes. You actually said everything perfect. I don't know if there's anything I could add, but this is bang on. And I'll say, you see, because, you know, we have to take people to places they don't really want to go emotionally and psychologically because they don't want to think. Human beings don't want to get to that place. It's like almost like a hanging place where you're driving and it falls upon you and you want to drive the car off the cliff. You can say, no, I can't believe this. I cannot believe they really did me this and our world this shit. And they did. They did. It's all. Yeah. Look, when we look at the science today from a 50,000 foot, we are beginning to have these conversations where we're beginning to say this pathogen, whatever it was, whatever this was, this respiratory-type illness, this influenza-type pathogen was circulating for several years, way before February 2020. It was circulating at a very low level, modest, very low symptomatology, very mild, no problem. So something they were doing, it got loose. The intentional or accidental portion of that statement, we could discuss another time. But it got loose, and it was around. It is almost now as though they decided in February, March of 2020 to detect it. It's not that it just came. And they used the fraud over cycle PCR test to detect it with 95% false positive. That's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key.
That's with no standard.
Donald Trump.
Dr. Alexander, I'm embarrassed for doctors and PhDs that didn't see what we saw here on the show. The moment they mentioned PCR, I knew it was a fraud because we had followed the work of Kerry Mullis all the way back to the fraud of HIV tests. So we knew that this was endemic to much of the allopathic medical and public health world, that they bought a lie and they just went with it. In the critical thinking skills you think that are required of those that reach high levels of medical and PhD degrees, would be intact, but in fact, we've seen that these are higher institutions of indoctrination more than they are of learning and education, even though you might learn some things, and I know you did, and you're applying your critical thinking skills through it all and not falling prey to the propaganda, the hypnotist, you know, in that field telling you that if you go another way, you're going to find out how out of work you'll be probably forever.
And that's the key. You hit the nail on the head because, you know, like it's the end of the day when everything that they try to destroy you or stop you fails, then they take your money and they move on the money. And once they do that to a person, that person gets very scared and they succumb and they acquiesce. Mm-hmm. But you see, the problem with me is this. So I'll just tell you as bluntly as I can. They took their best shot at me when I was in Trump administration. With between the media in the United States, the fraud, putrid, I call them putrid legacy media in America. Yes. And what they did, what they do to people in Washington is like a sport. It's like a game for them. And they took their best shot. They lied. They said that I wanted American children dead. Trump advisor. But if you read my communications, they never printed the entire communications. The entire communication was clear. I was speaking about natural immunity. I was speaking about children's capacity and their innate immunity and the fact that you need children on the immunological battlefield. Mm-hmm. You do not lock children away. In fact, if it was not for children, we will not even get to herd immunity. You need children exposed. You need them infected and you need them recovered. And they will be. Look. Your viewers need to, there are a few statistical numbers that people need to understand. The median age of death for COVID still in January 2023 is about 83 years old with three underlying medical conditions. It was 83 years old in February 2020 with three underlying medical conditions. That's number one. That tells us COVID took elderly people who were very sick, number one. Number two, the average life expectancy is about 79. That means that COVID kills beyond life expectancy. If you would have shown me after a couple of months of this thing running through that the life expectancy dropped to 50, then I'd say, well, look, this disease killing, cutting people's lives in short by half.
The age spectrum, it's not happening that way. It never happened that way.
Never did. Not only that, I only just published, John Ivey, Stanford, best data shows children from 0 to 10 years old, the risk of death is zero.
Yeah.
From 0 to 19, the risk of death is 0.0003. The risk of survival is almost 100%.
But how efficient and effective is that putrid legacy media to take that factual, scientific, validated reality and convert it to a statement that, oh, Dr. Paul Alexander wants children to die? I mean, this is the kind of stuff they've gotten away with, and partly because of the ignorance of the general public.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Realize it and daily decide to pick up their pitchfork. It is then that America will wake up. I believe it is the mothers. It is the women of America. The mothers.
Warrior moms.
They're going to stand up.
They've driven this for decades now. Since, the autism epidemic that started in the 90s after they got rid of any liability for the vaccines if they should injure or kill. DeSantis has impaneled a grand jury to investigate fraud and other things. If they actually are able to do that, that will pierce the veil of so-called invincibility or liability protection as well. And, you know, to your point, I think it's very critically important that these people be held to account so that, that other people who would do such dastardly deeds will think, oh, my gosh, you know, I might lose my house, my car, my freedom. If they catch me right now, they feel like they can get away with anything. And that's where the greatest evil reigns, when the king, queen, or emperor or a government, however unconstitutional it is, absolves any company from wrongdoing, intentional, even unintentional. Because if there was an injury, you should be able to gain some level of accountability to make whole those people that can never be made whole again.
Yes. And the thing about it is that, when we look at the science overall, I mean, it's such a sweeping statement I'm making here, but I'm seeing it as it is. Myself, McCullough, Reish, all of us, we've been constantly looking at the science. From day one, 3 years now, we can find no science, none, across the world, in America, anywhere, that shows that any of the lockdowns work to curb transmission of death. Any school closure worked, no business closure worked, curb transmission of that, no mass mandate. They all, every single one failed. Nothing worked. Nothing they did worked, except they caused a lot of harms, a lot of suffering, not just to the economy, but to people. People committed suicide. A lot of people don't know that children in America get their meals in school. They get their ears tested and their eyes tested for the first time in a school setting, particularly minority kids. When we closed schools in America, there were months that millions of American children went with no food. They starved. They didn't even have food at home. Those parents, their children ate that lunch at school. The laptop class, the Zoom class, the elite class who could walk their dogs more, catch up on the reading, take a vacation, work in the basement remotely. They benefited. When we look at the data properly and we drill down into the data, what we see is across COVID in America, we shifted the burden of infection and death from the affluent in society to the poor, particularly children and women. Poorer women who do front-facing jobs where they work in the assembly line, the pharmaceutical companies, etc. It was a devastating what we did. Devastating, and we must hold, you know why we have to hold them to account? Because when I was there in the Trump administration, when I sat in my office in Health and Human Services, I wrote, I could say it here openly, because it is a fact. I wrote to Stephen Hahn, the commissioner of FDA, direct. We were friends. I worked with him. I saw him every day. He had a sub-office in my building because we wouldn't let him go back to Virginia. I wrote to Redfield daily because we didn't want him to go back to Atlanta. So he had to stay in Health and Human Services because we were in a raging pandemic. I saw them daily and I wrote to them. I wrote, gave them the science. They knew every single thing. They refused to follow the science. I want everybody properly questioned.
Yes.
I want them to prove that what they did was the best that they could do. And they did no wrong. And if you can't prove that and we show that you costed lives, I want us to take every cent and I want us to put your ass in jail.
They are going to run and hide if this happens. And I intend to also help in any way to hold them to account. And Dr. Paul Alexander, I so appreciate you and your new book. And I appreciate you working with my friend Ken Heckenlively to do it. The book is called Presidential Takedown, How Anthony Fauci, the CDC, NIH, and the WHO Conspired to Overthrow President Trump.
On Amazon.
And it's on Amazon. We have the link directly there. Also, your Substack, if you guys want to follow it, palexander.substack.com. Continue to follow Paul Alexander. And, Paul, anytime you got some breaking news you want to break, man, we're on board with you here. You're welcome here anytime.
Thank you very much, sir.
God bless you, my friend. Dr. Paul Alexander on the Robert Scott Bell Show, right from the beginnings of the Trump administration during the pandemic and what he tried to curtail and what happened and why. We've got to cover that and a whole lot more because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.